Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've gotten better.
And the Rams already beat you in your own division, and they were limping.
Yep. Max in Napa. Hey, Max, how you doing, man?
Sorry, I'm almost moving some wine across town.
Oh, and, like Celebrini.
You want to let me know if you want to move it to Kearney Street. Should I give him the address, Goo?
Go ahead, baby.
I really would love to, but it almost just fell off because it wasn't wrapped properly. So I had to pull over there for a second.
All right.
Enough about that. I was just going to say, I do agree about the Niners. I don't think the expectations should be much lower. But at the same time, sometimes these chaotic seasons where things are all over the place and lowered expectations is kind of an opportunity. I mean, the Chiefs season last year was not great.
Right.
And all of a sudden they came out and they looked like the Chiefs that won the year before. The year Brady won with Tampa Bay, they did not look like they were going to win the Super Bowl that year. And all of a sudden they kind of came out of nowhere. So could just be an opportunity. I'm not expecting on the Warriors front. I'm not really expecting them to win at all, but I do like them, and I think they could surprise people at least a little bit. That's pretty much all I got. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the Chiefs right now. They were 1-2 at one point. They were 6-1.
Okay,
and then they finished the season with 11 wins.
Right,
so they were 5-6. 1-2-3
lost to the Raiders at home on Christmas. Remember that debacle?
So the Kansas City Chiefs, to get into what the caller was talking about, they were 6-1, and then they finished the season 5-6. So they finished 5-5. So they were 6-1,
okay,
and then they went 5-5.
Okay.
So they didn't exactly storm into the playoffs.
Right. Their offense looked like, oh my God, oh my gosh, what's going on? But they still got it done. And that's why I keep going back to Steve Young's comments, Donnie. And again, you talked about it. They lost injury. They're also dealing with injuries now, but it's like that version of the Chiefs to get it done is kind of spectacular because it was hard. And their offense wasn't the greatest show on turf. But they got it done. And now they just suffered an injury, as you mentioned, to Rice.
Don't forget Pacheco.
Yeah. He's coming back, though.
Oh. But I'll bet they're worried about him in Kansas City.
They got a white running back right now, the Chiefs. I like him. Tough.
What's his name?
I heard his name.
Oh.
I get it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Timmy. Timmy's in Dixon. What's up, Timmy? How you doing, buddy?
Man, how did the screener mess up my handle? It's
hey.
Timmy, baby, lift Timmy. I don't want my reputation to be tarnished here. Come on, now.
I'm sorry. It's what,
look,
Timmy?
Man. Lift Timmy.
Lift
I've
Timmy.
I've called in.
Get in the game, Spadone. Yeah. All right.
At least
get
in the
game,
alone.
Spadone.
Yeah. Lucas, get in the game.
He knows what he's doing.
All right.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Why do Niner fans want to exist in fantasy land? And I'm not talking about Kenneth Walker III pulling you out of the fantasy dumps this weekend with a 30 burger.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fantasy land in terms of how they're going to do this year. Mitigate your expectations. You got a banged up team. You've got CMC who's off having, Oktoberfest out in Germany right now. Why do the Niners think that they're going to do anything better than 9-7, something along those lines? The window is closing on the Niners. And why has nobody drawn the comparison between the very easy comparison to draw between Brandon Ayuk and Antonio Brown? It's the physical re-embodiment of Antonio Brown. I'm a Raiders fan myself. We've witnessed it firsthand. The off-field antics, the public displays of wildness, the contract. He puts a couple of good years together, demands money, and then starts kicking shorts to all over the field.
Yeah, good recap.
Practice and acting like a wild animal.
Okay. That'll do it.
Hey, yeah. And you know what? You hadn't gotten in any trouble with the law. AB was getting in trouble with the law. What's come on, man.
Yeah.
Call it an animal. You can't. Hey, the running back is Carson Steele from the Chiefs.
Right. But
he run 3.8 a pop.
And he's already lost his job to Kareem Hunt because he fumbled last week.
Oh, boy.
The white guy fumbled.
I can't call him that.
Sure you can.
The white guy?
Yeah.
He's clear.
There you go. Shout out Barry.
Oh, no. We can't do this already.
Oh, yeah. We take everybody.
All right, Dan in South City, you're going to be on an island. Oh. Evan, can I just... I will do the legal right now. Goop, please help me. Look at the clock right now.
That's
the clock is broken.
No, I got you. You get a
the
pass,
clock
baby.
Is broken.
Right. TikTok. What you got, baby?
Just talk for a second.
I'm excited for this caller.
Okay, never mind. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We help me here.
Time for the legal.
Evan, I'm going to need help. Okay.
I'm here for you.
Dan in South City.
What's he got starting?
South City. What's up, Dan? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing, guys?
Hey. Doing well. You got to be real careful here, but go ahead.
All right. Hey, you know, I'll own up. My take is that the Warriors, are going to be much better without Klay than with them. And the reason I say that is... he was acting like a whiny, pouty baby all last season. He didn't get to start. He's throwing up threes. He's not playing defense. And he brought everybody on the bench down. There was no excitement. He would pout all the time with his head in his hands. And so, you know, I say good luck, buddy. See how you deal with Luka and Kyrie and Dallas. And, you know, I'm excited to see Buddy Hield. And I think we're going to do much better without him.
Appreciate the call. I think it's within the realm of possibility.
I mean, come on, it's stronger than that, Stani. If all the reports were Klay was, you know, in a place where his other he was a downer, not doing it on purpose. I mean, come on. And Steve Kerr maybe putting him in games or not taking him out because he was worried about his psyche. We all know that probably happened. So just from that standpoint, we all love Klay. And if the Warriors don't win it, Stani, that's who I want to win is the Dallas Mavericks for him to get one.
Oh, boy. Klay with five?
Boy, that would be kick him to the curb and he gets... I wonder if he's in a perfect spot. He is in a... two dudes, they got to draw dudes to him, drive and kick. He's going to love it.
I thought that...
What?
I thought he'll never play easier basketball than he did in Golden State.
That was old Klay.
Oh. If he wins, he's going to have to change his number to 41.
Yeah, 4 plus 1. You get it, Stani.
Yes, I get it. Yeah. Yes, I get it.
I just want to tell you how great you were with that little, with the clock malfunction. You're phenomenal. You're in your zone today.
Well, I don't have a clock in front of me. And you know what?
I'm laughing.
You guys know me.
Because you're great.
And one of the things that makes a point guard special is they always know time and situation. I don't have a clock in front of me, so that's one of my strengths.
He's the coach. It's 11:06, Donnie. We got 5 minutes.
All right.
You do have three computer screens in front of you.
But they don't have a second hand. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Mike's not worried about the Niners. Pots. You know why? Because Mike knows that every team suffers injuries. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Ain't that the truth? Yep. Hey, that's just the game for you at that point. You know what? Honestly, we're still I even said it, a day or two ago. The Patriots game was almost like a tune-up game. I just feel like, you know, finally we're getting back on track. Ayuk is starting to getting to sorry, were you guys getting feedback on that?
No, you're
good, baby.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure. Yeah, Ayuka's getting back on track. You know, Bosa had his little triple crown there with what he did on defense and everything. So I'm not worried about that. What I actually wanted to also make mention of was, you know, the Chiefs, I mean, look, they're 4-0 for a reason, but with his injury to Rashee Rice, I have a feeling that they might come back and look at Tyreek Hill all over again, especially with the Tua situation. Yeah. And that's going to be even more deadly for us. And I still think that, you know, the Niners, I still believe that they are the team to beat in the West. But on the East side, man, if they get Tyreek Hill back, that's going to be causing all sorts of problems for us, especially if him and Kelce, Mahomes, they all are back on track. And you'll also get Pacheco back at the same time. So I'm just a little more nervous about what the Chiefs are going to do, especially after this Rashee Rice incident.
Appreciate it, Mike.
You know, Carl. No, and that's real. That's a real Tyreek Hill. I think he's available, Stiney.
I feel like I look at the Niners the same way as I look at the Warriors, where I don't worry about the teams in the other conference. Because once the playoffs start, it's like you're going to have to play Kansas City or Cincinnati or Buffalo. I do, like, I just say, you're gonna have to play one of those teams in the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I've always been more concerned with how do we get there in the West,
yeah,
or in the NFC or the Western conferences.
I was almost gonna press your favorite clip, your soundbite of Kawakami talking to Lynch, where he says, "Well, Tim, we can't. You got to earn that to get to that plateau."
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to 1108. Let's go to Roy in San Leandro.
This is my guy, right? Our guy.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Sound hey, like hey, Willie Mays, too.
Hey, how's it going?
What's
hey,
up, Roy?
Hey, yeah, I'm glad to talk to both of you. I just wanted to make two quick points.
Sure.
First, the 49ers not going back to the Super Bowl. They don't have the team or players. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what they're going to do going forward next year. But I could tell you, they're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
Why not?
They're still a good team. They're still a good team.
Why not, though? Why don't you think they're going to? Yeah, go ahead.
Because they've been weakened a little bit on defense.
Mm.
And, you know, they got some good players, even some young players that coming in now that understand football, but they're not. I just don't believe. Now, maybe they may surprise people. I don't know, but I don't believe they're going to the Super Bowl.
All right.
But the main thing I was calling about was about Buster Posey.
All right.
You know, this, I played in the minor leagues after I got out of the military. And I was in the Twins minor league system. You know, I would have made the big club, but my knee messed up,
you know, man.
I didn't want to take a chance. Right, exactly. What the Giants, Buster Posey don't realize, he have a heel decline, just like you see over there in that country over there, Bavaria. You know, the mountain climbing and all that. He got because for one thing, the Dodgers and the Padres are about 2 years ahead of him.
Mm.
That's number one. Number two, the Giants need to bring in even Frank Robinson a long time ago while he was managing the Giants. He said the Giants need more instructors at the minor league level. They need to teach those guys like the Yankees and the Padres and all those other teams in the majors. They need to instruct them. If you notice, during the season, you've seen all of that irregular play by the Giants in the infield and even in outfield sometimes.
What?
That's because they don't have the instructors. Number three, and my last point,
yes, sir,
is that Buster Posey need to engage these scouts from other teams, you know, if they could come to the Giants. And just like, for example, that guy with the A's, that guy with the A's, I don't know if his contract is up, but he would be good for the Giants because look at the kind of talent the A's got on their team.
Yeah.
I got you, Roy. Yeah. Appreciate it.
What position, Roy? I wanted to ask him what position. Probably
talking about Butler.
No, I was talking about what position did he play in the minors for the Twins.
He was an outfielder.
You think so?
Yeah, because it was a knee, so that means he had speed. I could see.
Evan, a pitcher.
Hey, by the way, just FYI, Christian Watson, he's out this week for the Packers. He's a wide receiver.
Stop!
Just FYI.
Did you mention, dude, you are great, man.
No, I just want to let you know. Also, Caden Wallace, offensive tackle for the Patriots. He was carted, he was carted off the field against the,
killing me, man.
Against the 49ers on Saturday. Just, boy, plethora of injuries throughout the league.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.